The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, Episode 11. Yes, this one goes up to 11. Caleb Collins Fights Back. Part 2. Lovingly dedicated to Tom Jennings or Don Briscoe, you've been an inspiration. For this, you are truly avenged. Welcome back. We dispense with the usual trivialities to this jump into part two of our epic 11th episode. We left off where our Captain Greg was foisted into realms unknown by Endora when they met.
Not very nice, Master.
No, quite evil indeed. Manservant Hecubus, what do we have to look forward to now?
Currently, there is Nicholas Blair off to visit a bit of a coffin parlor. Him again?
Yes?
Ah, you're the Undertaker, yes?
That is correct, sir. I do recall an appointment with the Mr. Blair at this hour. Do step in.
Ah, quite an array of choices here. Eh? What are you doing?
Just taking a few measurements. It's never too soon to plan ahead.
What? You're much mistaken. This is for my grandmother. I am in perfect health.
Of course, sir. But it is a very insecure world, isn't it?
Only lately.
Ah, I understand, sir. I believe that you wanted the stained mahogany with scarlet lining. Though I am afraid...
Huh? What on earth is that cutlass carved into the top for?
As I was about to warn you, Mr. Blair, we have yet to complete the engraving.
Pardon me. I didn't request an engraving.
Oh? Aren't your grandmother and yourself interred at the Collinsport Inn?
Yes, of course. What does that have to do with a symbolic engraving?
Do forgive me, sir. I naturally presumed you both were part of the Shriners' gathering there, and would approve of their logo upon the casket. Perhaps your grandmother is fond of Caribbean history? I know the cutlass was used for harvesting sugar cane, and so on.
Well, we do have a minor connection to Martinique.
Excellent, sir. It is marvelous how some mishaps turn out so comforting.
Very well. So may I presume you could have this coffin delivered with some kind of covering? I've found that the manager of the inn isn't so reasonable.
Ah, well, that would not be part of the normal formalities. Have you had your grandmother presumed dead?
She's not dead, but she isn't so well. I'd like the casket today.
As you wish. Would tomorrow be suitable?
Tonight would be better. I only have one more stop on my way back to the inn.
As this transaction is completed, there are a few strings from the less aggrieved at Wincliffe's sanatorium.
Ah, lovely office, Doctor.
Yes. Looks like the fish are all well and good. Oh, well, I see one is missing. Well, what did I expect? I haven't been very attentive lately. And one can only presume so much from a quick replacement and an intern. So, how is the patient?
You'd be surprised, I think. Mr. Loomis is doing quite well. For a start.
Oh, no. He's not still drawing practice strokes and spacing, is he?
No, no. But he is working on the capital letters. I'd hoped he would start with the smaller version of the cursive alphabet, but he is determined to stick to what he considers the basics.
He should probably just practice with numbers. But if he has a mind to do it...
Let him do it his way. I know.
Professor, that's the third time today you've finished one of my sentences. Am I really so predictable?
Oh, I don't think it's that. Ah, I see your copy of Bullfinch is rather worn. Would you like a replacement copy? I have several.
Well, that's kind of you to offer. But I usually check the more modern Edith Hamilton books on mythology now. Not that a great deal of my patients require me to use it. Not that I see a great deal of my patients anymore.
Yes, I had wondered. Perhaps you've got more of a taste for lecturing.
Ah, perhaps. To a certain person. Hello? Oh, well, Dr. Lesh isn't here right now. What? Oh! Yes, this is Dr. Hoffman. I'm just surprised to receive a call here right now. Oh, Mr. Evans? That is strange. I wonder what could be causing that. Well, I'm not sure when I can't... Oh, actually, now that I think about it, I can't see why I can't come over tonight. Oh, yes, in my professional capacity. Yes. Well, I'll have to stop into Collinwood before then. Oh? All right, I'll tell him. See you then. Well, that was something. Sam Evans to call out of the blue about Maggie having flashes of...
What did he want you to tell? To whom?
Even stranger. He wanted to send a hearty hello to Barnabas Collins from the both of them.
I suppose there are good feelings between them.
None that I ever expected to see again. I suppose things really are settling down around here. Wouldn't that be splendid?
Yes, and perhaps more splendor to come. Shall we go together to Collinwood?
Oh, I'm actually planning to head to the old house on the estate, not the main one.
Just what I was after.
Ah, well, why not? It's all going so well. And I must say, I'm enjoying the company of an academic lately. And with no one the wiser to any possible troubles, we follow Nicholas Blair and his mischievous grin as he assumes to take over one of the lesser-known homes on the Collinwood estate.
Aha! Let's see if this time he can succeed at deviltry without stealing our lines.
This should be simple enough. I know some of what I expected to happen here went troublingly wrong. Like why Mrs. Stoddard was still alive, and my getting kicked out of Collinwood. They should have given me this old place. Looks like it hasn't been used in nearly 100 years. This old house by the sea is empty enough. It should be as vacant as Cassandra's expression when people caught on to her real identity as Angelique. Oh, yes. This will be perfect. No more kowtowing to that Mr. Wells buffoon. All this space, and they want to keep it locked up? I can empathize if it's greed. Ah, these rooms. Perfect. Don't worry, my little abode. I'll take good care of you.
Hello? Who's there? Mr. Collins?
Damn.
Oh, hello there.
Do pardon my intrusion. I was just looking around.
Oh. So, is this how hardware suppliers dress these days? That being the case, you can bring in the shipment of 2x4s I'll need for the support beams. Unless...
Oh, no, no. I'm not with any hardware store.
Ah, I didn't think so. Well, I guess you're early bringing in the Persian rug. Mr. Collins didn't want that installed until I'd had better flooring to replace the old tiles in here.
Oh, no. I'm not in the rug business.
Is that so? It gets better. I guess you don't belong here at all, huh?
Well, I just wanted to have a look around. It's quite a spacious, empty house.
It's not for sale.
Ha! Nor do I wish to buy it.
I see. Tell me, do you use a special pomade to wax that mustache? Or do you just like checking its twirl while you talk to people?
Well, I can see there's going to be some wising up to attend to around. What was that?
That? Yeah. The noise gets rather stupendous on days like this. I've chalked it up to the house settling, or a secret gathering of beatnik wayfarers hiding out up there. If it's the latter, I'm sure they eagerly wait for me to leave so they can get back to reading some Kerouac.
Bosh! There can't be anyone up there. It's just you and me, young man. And let me tell you...
Holy smokes. That sounds like someone, or something, on the top of the stairs.
Well, don't just stand there. Go up and sort it out.
Hey, hey! Who are you to call the shots around here? I've been hired to do a job and put this place in apple pie order. So take a hike, bozo!
Oh, yeah? All right. I've had it! One person was just as well. But the two of you is too much for me!
Cripes. What a beard!
Oh? And who are you? My name is Caleb Collins.
What?
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 All right! Another My Name Is from my collection!
You heard me! It's bad enough I have to stay in this place 100 years after my death. But to have my home knocked into and then echoing with useless arguments is beyond my patience. I managed to keep away from Daniel's palpitations over Valerie, Elder Quentin's haranguing, Judah's nasty old skull, not to mention Roxanne and all that dingbat Trask nonsense, along with any other pesky poppycock dunderheads who managed to show up back in what is affectionately said by others to be my day. Now, I must needs listen to the posturing of a hired man and the imp of the perverse. I may not have been much more than a milksop when I was alive, but believe you me, I've had plenty of earthbound existence to make up for it.
Oh. Well, Mr. Collins.
Just hold it, handyman. Now you there, Mr. Mustache. Don't they call you Blair?
Yes?
The Moose! If I find you've stepped one pointy-toed shoe back on my property, I'll be sure to make you believe that the inheritor of Harrowby Hall's water ghost had it easy. You hear?
Well, I don't get the reference, but I believe you.
And as for you...
Yes, sir?
Come back now. You got every call to be here and all. My great-grandnephew hired you to fix up the place, and you seem like a decent lad.
Well, I had heard there were ghosts on the estate, although I hadn't counted on this.
It's all right. I won't hurt you. And I hope I haven't harmed any skepticism that you are especially fond of in your personality. I've likely shattered some of it.
Oh, well, I figured it's either true or, well, I could be plain nuts.
Of course you're nuts! If you weren't nuts, what the heck are you doing in Collinsport? Everyone's nuts around here!
Oh?
Don't tell me you haven't noticed!
No, sir. Well, maybe a little. That guy was gutsier than I'm used to, anyway.
Yeah, not expecting to see him again. Eh, I see you're still shaken up. Well, let's pretend I am alive for now. You can tell Roger all about it if you really want to.
I'll have to tell him I saw somebody here.
Yeah, sure, of course. Anyway, I can't promise to stay out of your way, but you may not notice me too much more. I did enjoy the beatnik line, Mr. Jennings. That actually happened once.
Oh? And?
And what? I knocked around the walls and shook them up enough to leave without their bindles. No more to tell. Oh! That's better. Well, I guess I better let you get on with your work. And by the by, I know those food cans I kept are rather nasty. And poisonous, with the lead soldering they used to use. So watch out for that when it comes time to dispose of those.
Really? All right. That's good to know. It's okay I get rid of them?
Carefully, mind you. And don't just toss them anyplace. Make sure it's done safely.
You got it. Mr. Collins, anything else I should know?
Yeah. Stay away from those apple crates in the basement.
Why? Have you got some pirate treasure stashed in them or something?
Nah. It's my collection of Schweppes bottles. I don't want a single one of them touched.
Schweppes bottles? Sir, I think by now they've likely lost their fizz.
Bah! That's no issue. I drank the soda before your granddaddy was even born. I'm just saving the bottles.
May I ask, well, any special reason you have a collection of Schweppes bottles?
What do you care? Maybe I packed them in salt water and sand to cloud the glass for a cheap thrill. Or perhaps I warrant to use them to send cock messages out to sea and play with the heads of some fool archaeologists. There's any number of uses for an empty bottle.
Wow. You really were a hoarder.
You'd better believe it. Objects, items, things. They're all better than people any day. Especially the cod-picking crazies I'm related to.
Well, that Nicholas Blair didn't steal our lines and he didn't succeed.
Yes, that is most reassuring all round. It seems at this later point in the day, the old house will be receiving many callers.
Sir, I have laid out Miss Sarah's room, but I'm afraid I must wonder why such a little lady of her type requires a room to herself. My good man, life without a room to oneself is barbarous, but the main thing is she asked for it, and I aim to give her anything I can that she requests. I can see you're still a bit shaken by all the noise. Yes, it has quieted down with Master David and Mr. Collins' departure. Neither child appears to be the type to make so much noise alone. I apologize, Wadsworth. You've been one of the most understanding men of service I've ever encountered. And yes, I suppose two together can stir up some noise, but two together so happy to see each other again, excited to share and compare all the details of this house they've experienced. Yes, sir, and I gladly accept your apology.
Ah, Wadsworth. Wow. Looks as though you've seen a ghost. I didn't think anything could shake you up.
A day of children's roughhouse play might do that, sir.
Oh, you poor dear. Why not give yourself a walk?
Yes, I believe I shall, madam.
Well, Mr. Collins, you look fresher, though perhaps somewhat fatigued.
Oh, Mr. Evans, I'm afraid I've neglected you. I owe you quite a sum.
Ah, before you do that, I don't want that check signed out to me. I think we all know what that painting job was meant to pursue, and much is being discovered when it comes to the repetitions of the supernatural, eh?
Repetitions? Supernatural?
Reincarnation, Mr. Collins. You know, when people return from an old life into a new body to complete any unfinished business.
Oh, I suppose I've heard a little about reincarnation.
Yes, I think you have. Now, make the check payable to the Parapsychology Foundation. And could you write reincarnation research into the notes area of it?
If you're sure, I suppose I can squeeze it in there.
I'll get it.
Here you are, Mr. Evans. And I must thank you, most graciously. I do intend to hire you for less crucial work in the future. But nonetheless, welcome, portraits.
Good. As you likely realize, I won't see a penny of the payment for this one.
Ah, Maggie. You look very well. I'd heard you weren't so much.
Oh, that's Pop and I. We're trying to get to the bottom of some memories that flash and then lapse back with me.
Wait, wasn't Professor Stokes with you?
Yes, he decided to join Wadsworth on his walk. I was hoping to get a ride with you and Mr. Evans if I could.
I'm not sure this is the right place to discuss your therapy.
True. Well, Pop, all done in here?
Oh, yes. Well, Dr. Hoffman, we might as well wait in the car. Perhaps you have another patient to consult here.
Farewell, Barnabas. I hope to see you soon. Quite soon.
Oh, of course. I look forward to that.
I wouldn't look so forward to it, Barnabas. You know what they've been asking for?
What? With everything going so well, I can't imagine it's so horrible.
They want her memories back. The ones that I suppressed. For your sake.
No. There's something else going on. There must be. She knows too much Josette really knew. You know, she found a crate in Josette's room. And she knew what was in it.
Oh? That's all likely from her old stay here. She probably just opened it when you kept her here. Remember? When you were a much less winsome gentleman?
Doctor, that crate was sealed, and quite forcibly opened by Wadsworth. The three of us were there to investigate it. She could never have opened that and sealed it shut again in her condition, then.
Of course she couldn't. Sarah? Collins?
Yes, Doctor. I have an out-of-town relative staying with me. Now, what other kind of blessing do you require?
Well, I'm so confused. The Evans are waiting for you, Dr. Hoffman. Sarah? What do you know? Only that you need to help her. Sarah!
Wait!
I'll be here for a while, Doctor. You'll have time to talk to me later.
Well, I'm dashed. You behave like this is no matter at all. What insanity!
It's been quite a mixture of events, but I am willing to go along with whatever my sister so desires, Doctor. I love her that dearly. Now, is there any possible way to find out why Maggie recalls all this? Without her stumbling upon my own devious actions of over a year ago?
As usual, Barnabas, you ask for the impossible. I can promise nothing. Though it would be nice to have all of what's been going on explained.
If that's what you want, then perhaps you shouldn't keep the Evans so long. Maggie can likely tell you everything. She was here with me when Sarah arrived, with David.
It's times like these I want to go back to my practice. Compared to this estate, Wyncliffe is obviously a mediocre guest house.
Barnabas, come upstairs and see. He's done such a splendid job on my room.
On my way. Dear Providence, please, if this is a dream, don't let me awake from it.
High above the rooftops, higher than the Milky Way, slipping through the hourglass, shooting up the desert plain, you are one.
All due respect to The Kids in the Hall, Clue, 1980s film, The Munsters, 1960s TV show, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, 1960s TV show, Bewitched, 1960s TV show, and of course, Dark Shadows, 1960s TV show.
The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows is a Darryl Ward production.